Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. Business as usual over here in the east side.
You're on the east side.
Moving on up.
Yes, you have moved up. You're on the second.
I guess I moved up, yeah.
You're on the second floor now, aren't you?
Nowhere else to go for me except next door.
Next door.
And I'm looking forward to it.
It's called
assisted living.
Assisted living, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be assisted in things that I do.
I'd love to be assisted at anything.
Excuse me, could you wipe my butt, please?
Yeah. That's what I'd be doing, ringing a bell. Oh, I'm done pooping.
Ring my bell.
What's that?
Some disco chick.
Those hi-hats are...
Those hi-hats are what?
How do the hi-hats go in a disco song?
Yeah, it's a double time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like that. That's it. You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You could, well, that's a little fast. But
I could be in a band.
You could be, but don't get your hopes up.
No. I heard there's a shortage of bass players around.
Well, bass players are a dime a dozen, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so. Good bass players, they are very hard to find.
Right.
Because any guitar player could play bass if they really wanted to.
That's right. If I could only play bass and guitar at the same time, be all set.
Well, do like the Big Wiggle does.
Do like the Big Wiggle does. Who's the Big Wiggle?
Big Wiggle, that's a band in Windsor, Ontario. The most popular band, in fact.
Oh, yeah?
They command the most dollars from bar owners.
They do?
Yep.
Are they anything like the Wiggles for kids?
No, nothing like that. But they have a guitar player, John Drew. You know John Drew.
Yeah.
And they have another guy who plays keys and sings and a bass. No bass player. And a drummer.
No bass player. So how's that work? Keyboard guy?
No, the guy just pushes, the singer pushes the button.
Oh, we could do that.
Just push a button and the bass starts. And
we
then
could
you're
do all, that. Yeah. I could do that for everything and just go play everything myself. Not have to deal with anything.
There's a thought. That's called karaoke.
Oh.
You can go karaoke every night of the week if you wanted to.
I don't karaoke.
I don't karaoke either.
Do you karaoke? If your name was Aoki, that'd be great.
So you haven't found
a... Do you karaoke?
I don't. Have you found a permanent bass player replacement?
No, we just have a fill-in at the moment, but...
Oh, his name's Phil.
Fill-in. Filling.
He's filling in. And are you still searching, or what's the deal?
We have two prospects that we're going to audition. And apparently they're both good and have done lots of stuff. And so that's cool. And we'll see what happens from there.
And if you're a bass player...
I think one of them will work, but...
Get a hold of Big JD at Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
JeffreyDavid.ca. You can find me there.
So there is no JeffreyDavid'sBluesConnection.com or anything like that?
Nope.
The full band name in a domain?
Nope. Just me. JeffreyDavid.ca.
What if someone just hears your music and say, oh, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, I'll look that up. If I Google that right now.
Yeah, you'll find all kinds of stuff. You'll find the website. You'll find our Reverb Nation page, MySpace, and probably a few other little goodies.
So you have your website search engine optimized.
Actually, you know what? I probably don't have that. I probably don't have Jeffrey David's Blues Connection website optimized in any way, but I think just because of my name's good, other things are optimized with it, so it just stuff turns up.
They're optimized.
Yeah. I totally forgot to like do anything with that to actually really get it up there, but I don't have time for everything.
He doesn't have time to get it up there.
I don't have time to get it up.
That's too bad. For Lana. So what else is going on?
Nothing much.
Maybe a new show in the morning for
Big JD and Lippo. Oh, that's big news, yeah. Big JD and Lippo on FM radio in the morning. Doesn't get any better than that.
In the morning.
The morning show. Big JD and Lippo in the morning on CJAM.
What morning would it be?
99.1 FM is going to be a weekday morning at either 8 or 8:30 a.m. Morning drive. Doesn't get better.
Only one day a week, though.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. We could probably do every day, but that would be just like...
That'd be a lot of time.
Totally impossible to record them all.
Right.
Did I say record?
You meant tape.
I meant live.
Live in the morning. Yeah, we can't do like traffic or anything like that, can we?
No.
Or weather.
It'll be like, oh, everything's clear. It's pouring outside.
No. Yeah. It's not going to be that kind of show.
No, not necessarily. I mean, recent news stuff is cool. Like, it's going to be sort of a Jabbercast format, I think. I'd like to try and have
But it's not going to be called the Jabbercast?
No.
So what's going to happen to the Jabbercast?
That's a good question.
I'm glad I asked it.
I don't know.
We can't
we can't promote this is in the morning. Yeah, it's Big JD and Lippo in the morning is what it is. I don't know what'll happen with the Jabbercast. I think that we just slap the Jabbercast IDs on and put it up as a, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be Big JD and Lippo in the morning and you can listen to it whenever you want, which will be the real whole thing about it.
Be a paradox, as it were.
There you go. A paradox.
Wait a minute. It isn't morning. It's morning somewhere all the time. That's for sure. My wife's in Alaska right now, and it's still morning
there.
Wow,
yeah?
She left yesterday. Huh? And my house is a wreck.
Is it?
No. Just kidding.
Oh, you've had some parties.
I think that
when did she... Oh, she left yesterday. So yeah. She was there when... she had somebody down from out of town or something.
Down from out of town. Who had somebody down?
You did. Didn't you have somebody visiting? Or something.
Oh, yeah, my buddy Brian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's from town, but he is now living out of town.
Right.
Right.
How far out of town does he live?
He lives in Oshawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little ways away?
That's a good 4.5 hour drive, I think, yeah.
What does he do? Did he go there for work?
Yeah, he worked at the trim plant with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got laid off, and then he was laid off for a really long time.
Went to plant up there.
Then he went to the Ingersoll plant.
Yeah.
Which is a Cammy, that's a joint venture between GM and Suzuki. And then he got called to go back to build trucks at Oshawa. But now he's at the Camaro plant. They're building convertible Camaros.
Sweet.
Yeah, those are nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to buy any new production vehicle, I think that would be the car if I had the cash.
Speaking of cars, just recently, Lana's cousin does makeup for big events and people and shows and things in Europe, and apparently she met this guy in one of the some event that she was on doing makeup or whatever, and it turns out that he was a guy that she went to school with in the past in Germany or wherever somewhere.
Wow.
And then it also turns out that this guy is one of the guys who designed the who is one of the two top dogs of Tesla.
Really?
And took her for a ride in one, the new cars or whatever, and she drove it and everything, just for funsies. She didn't even want to go. I don't have my glass. I can't even see. Let her drive for a little while anyway. Said it was amazing. And
quiet.
So I'm all over that to get an interview with him. If he speaks English, at least, unless I use a translator or something.
He but that would be cool. Speaks English.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He's a Tesla guy.
Got to.
Yeah, they're based out of California.
Well, there you go.
We did a story on Tesla on this show, if I'm not mistaken.
We did something about Tesla. Yeah. We talked about...
They stopped making the two-door Lotus-based.
Right, and they're
making
the S.
They're making the S model, yes.
Right.
S. Watch your S's.
But other than that, I don't think that there's really much else going on right now, is there?
No, you want to get into some local some real, and world news?
Real news, yes.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So one of the big things in the news is, for the U.S., I guess, especially, is their Obama-backing $3.7 trillion deficit reduction plan.
Yeah, they want to. The government could shut down like in a few days, right, or a week or something. Soon, mm-hmm. They're trying to raise the debt ceiling. So the United States is in debt more than any other country in the world.
Yeah,
and it's one of the currencies that the world is based on is the U.S. dollar. And so the
which
more,
is still under us now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still under us, and it's it's way overvalued still, I think, for, you know, the amount of debt that they have. Like, you keep printing out more money, it makes the money worth less. So they want to increase the debt ceiling because they're in debt too far. But if they don't, the country will basically shut down. So all the national parks will shut down, you know, everything federal, all the federal buildings would shut down because they don't have the money to pay the employees.
And then raising the ceiling, it's just going to make it even worse.
It makes it worse, yeah. So they need to find this deal, this deficit reduction plan. Of course, they need to get money from somewhere. So what Obama wants to do is raise taxes on the government, or on business especially, the people who can afford to give the most amount of money and who are getting the most tax breaks as it is now. But the Republicans, who of course are very business friendly, aren't going for that at all, because that's the people.
And what are they saying?
Who, the Republicans?
Yeah.
Don't tax the business people because they paid for us to get into
office. Tax the business people isn't offering a solution. Are they offering a solution?
Cuts. More cuts. Cut stuff that you promised the people that you give them when you got elected.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a conundrum, and they're at loggerheads, as it were, and it doesn't look good. But a bunch of Republicans came up with a plan that Obama is somewhat on board with.
The Gang of Six, they call them?
Yeah.
There's six of them in there.
The big Republican, there you are. What do they call them?
Might make it for a nice film someday. The Gang of Six.
Gang of Six.
Hey, that would be a cool political film. I love political films.
Do you really?
No.
I was going to say they're kind of boring. I don't even
like the story.
I like the story. It's
moving right along.
All right. We can move along. Just
Apple releasing their new operating system, released their new operating system today, Lion. Major upgrade to...
Oh, they're the people who make the iPhone, right? Apple?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's BlackBerry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, BlackBerry. Aren't they made by Rimjob?
Rimjob. very nice.
Whoever would want a BlackBerry, I don't know. The little keyboard is just ridiculous.
Well, not all of them have a little keyboard. A lot of them have just touchscreens.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, they've made it that far?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Have you used one of those ones?
A BlackBerry?
Yeah.
The touchscreen ones? Yeah.
The Dingleberry, the new Rimjob Dingleberry.
No. But their latest thing was the Playbook, which they kind of... That's gangbusters, isn't it? You hear it. Everybody wants to buy a Playbook, don't they? You just bought one, didn't you?
Playboy book, maybe. A Playbook. Most of Apple's growth in its fiscal third quarter came courtesy of worldwide sales of 20.3 million iPhones, up 142%.
Just 142%. Year ago quarter.
Wow.
Just 142%. Like, you know, 10% is really good. 30% is crazy. But 142%. Over a year.
Do you know anybody that's pro PC and that has a lot to say against Mac that I could get on my other show?
I don't know that anybody is. I know some people who use PCs, but they're not so anti-Mac. They're just more or less, I'm stuck in this PC land, and it's going to be such a big hassle to get over to the Mac.
You know, as many times as I've heard people say something like, oh, Mac's not all it's cracked up to be, or, oh, yeah, you can get, you know, and yap about it. I can't even, you know, I can't really find anybody.
No. I think now it's... That type of person is... I don't know if they exist anymore.
I want to find one, because it's going to be fun pitting them up against Diane Bedard.
Is that who you got on the Pro Mac side?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. And she uses PCs, too. She has to.
She does, yeah. Sure.
So...
But I'm sure she'll have fun with somebody.
She'll tear them to bits.
Yeah, well... Don't say that, or I'll never get anybody.
Right. So if you're a PC guy, if you're pro PC and you think Mac is not...
If you think Mac is like useless, if you think Mac is...
not all what it's cracked up to be.
Right. And, you know, have enough of an opinion to voice it for, you know, some discussion and conversation for 30 minutes. I need somebody like that.
They'll tell the people how they can get a hold of you and what you need it for.
JeffreyDavids.ca. Now, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com and just let me know.
And this is for what project?
This is for You Talking to Me, which is was a long-running podcast, but it's CJAM out of Windsor, Detroit, 99.1 FM, and it's a half-hour interview show I do, and I want to do a Mac versus PC show.
So sounds good.
info@youtalkingtome.ca. You could email there as well. That's you talking with no G, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca, or hear me out at thejabbercast.com, and I will get the email.
You bet. Good stuff. Anything else in your news pocket over there?
Space Shuttle Atlantis.
Last one.
Left the International Space Station and for the last time.
Coming home for the last time.
And when is it, when's it going to be back?
Well, in a day or two. Like
pretty soon.
Yeah. Scheduled before dawn on Thursday.
There you go. Where do you see that even? It's
well, I can read
somewhere here. I'm looking for it.
I went to Evelyn Woods School of
Sped Reading.
Sped Reading.
I'm already done it. I just didn't even have to take the class. I was
the final shuttle voyage is to touch down back home in Florida, scheduled before dawn on Thursday.
I still don't see it.
End of the second paragraph.
Oh, there we go. Okay. You know, I was trying to get Mark or Scott Kelly on You Talking to Me.
The writing isn't big enough for you.
Mark or Scott Kelly.
Scott Kelly.
Mark or Scott Kelly.
Oh, Mark or.
Mark Kelly being the husband of the senator that got shot in Arizona. But they're both astronauts. Yes. And they both just recently did space shuttle missions to the space station.
Yeah, the husband is on this mission.
Oh, he's on, that's right. He's on the new one here. And it was his brother that was just on, like, I think the previous one.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't know if I can get them because of their schedules and very busy right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that stuff. So I did get a call from NASA and I said, you know, it doesn't have to be an astronaut. I'll take somebody from NASA just to talk about NASA in general and the projects they have going on and everything. So hopefully that comes into place soon.
What about the Canadian space program?
Let's move on. We don't have any space program.
I know. I wanted you to say something like that.
Okay. We have nothing over here.
We have the arm. We gave him the arm.
We both got arms.
We have
two. We're in each other's right now.
Shh.
You have two of them. Yes, you do.
Oh, boy.
London News... look at here. You like that? London News Corporation founder Rupert Murdoch forcefully apologized to victims of phone hacking by his employees, but declared he was not to blame.
No. Someone threw a pie in his face anyway, though.
So, is his son going down or what?
His
James
son may,
Murdoch.
Yeah, his son may go down, but he's Rupert Murdoch. He's one of the guys who controls a lot of the media in the world. So
that's big time.
Rupert,
stuff, but
Rupert is big time for sure. But you see, he got a pie in the face, eh? At that meeting.
Did somebody throw a pie in his face?
Yes, they did.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Wow. I wouldn't mind that.
You wouldn't mind someone throwing a pie in your face?
No. Well, especially if it's a pie that I liked, anyways. I have no problem with that.
I think it was just custard.
Long time Three Stooges love affair. Which I'd like to go to the Three Stooges Stoogium at some point in time in Pennsylvania. That would be fun. On our way to New York.
Who's our way?
Yours and mine.
Oh, you want to go with me?
Yeah. You want to go next week? You're no. Still off, aren't you?
I'm off this week, but I would go back to work on Monday. Yeah. You don't got time to do that.
No, I'm off next week, though.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, go.
No. I may. I don't know. I don't have time.
Well, you're not going to school next week.
Well, so we'll see what happens. I don't know.
All right.
It's a possibility. I'd like to go to New York for a weekend for sure, at least. Marie's Bagels.
Get some bagels.
But I have to fly, man. I just do not want to fly anywhere.
It's like, what, an hour flight?
To New York, yeah.
1 hour of your life. Well, two. Because
could be your whole life if something happens with the airplane.
Well, if it dies, you mean. I mean, well, if you die in the plane crash. Yeah, well, who cares then? You won't care. You're dead.
I guess, but still. I care now.
Oh, I know you care now, but you can't worry about shit like that. Stuff like that.
Sorry. Yeah, good thing we're not on the radio yet.
Seriously.
All ages morning show.
For an hour of your time.
For drivers of all ages. 11 and up.
We see a 7-year-old kid stole his dad's car. Oh, no, he stole his mom's car because he wanted to go see his dad. Parents didn't live together, so he woke up in the morning. And he,
that's funny.
He woke up, his mom said, Mom, I want to go visit dad. And she said, I want to wait till I get up. So she wasn't getting up, so he took the keys and hopped in the car and started driving.
Did he know where he was going?
Yeah, he knew where he was going.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's video of the cop pulling him over, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Wow, that's just great. I got to check that out for sure.
Would you like to talk maybe about the middle class?
No.
The class you're in.
Is that the class I'm in?
Well, you're not living below the poverty line, are you?
Well, pretty darn close.
Pretty darn close here on the east side.
Up on the east side.
You're going to get a piece of the pie. Speaking of pie.
We already spoke of pie.
Yes, custard pie.
Is that what it was?
Rupert Murdoch got a custard pie in the face. Yeah. Okay. That's a Led Zeppelin song.
Custard. What's custard?
Custard?
Custer. What's Custer?
I don't know. Well, that's a dude.
Okay. Lieutenant. Custard.
Custard is a thing that
custard?
You eat.
Yeah, but is custard a...
Reminds... I was going to say rhymes with mustard. Go ahead.
Custard tastes like a caramel butterscotch kind of thing? Is that... I don't know if I like custard pie. I don't know if I ever had a custard pie.
It depends on what you flavor it up, basically.
Like, I don't like cheese type stuff.
No, it's not cheesy at all.
Okay.
It's like, you know what custard is? It's the stuff they put in a Boston cream donut at Tim Hortons.
Yeah, see, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not Boston cream in there. It's custard.
Yeah, could be. Depends on where the donut's from. If it's in Chicago, it's a Chicago cream.
Right, sure.
Boston cream. What do you call it? Boston cream what? Boston cream donut?
We can have Boston
cream. Just a Boston cream. You just call it a Boston cream.
Sure. But you can have a Boston cream pie if you wanted to.
Now?
Sure.
You have one?
No, I have a banana cream pie. Do you care for that?
Banana cream pie. I would like a banana cream pie. I don't think I've ever had a banana cream pie either.
Graham cracker crust.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would like that. Yeah. I like graham crackers with anything on it.
Sure.
Marshmallows. Dog chocolate. Poop on a graham cracker and I'll eat it.
Dog poop on a graham cracker. Good.
The common measures of what constitutes middle class vary significantly between cultures. In urban India, for example, a family is considered middle class if it resides in an owner-occupied property.
Sure, I can understand that.
You're middle class if you can't afford your own place, I guess?
Which is not
real. What if you have tons of money, but you just...
Don't want to buy
those
a place.
People that's, yeah.
Like if you live in Manhattan, you could be making $200,000, $300,000 living in Manhattan, renting an apartment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, living comfortably.
Well, that too. Like, I mean, you could be making a fortune in Manhattan and spending it all on a little place that you're renting because the rent is so high.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You could be upper class and be forking out big money for a rental property there. In the United States, many families where the primary income earner is employed in a blue-collar job consider themselves middle class, when in fact they are working class by the classic Weberian definition.
Weberian, come on. What is a Weberian? Is that the counterpart of a librarian?
Yeah, but it's all on the web now.
And that's why they close the libraries and the schools in Essex County.
That's what happens. And then all the middle class are out of work. So blue collar job. What's a blue collar job? That's like you're just your mainstream
manual labor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're working in some place doing manual labor.
Uh-huh.
Whereas a teacher is not blue collar.
That's white collar. Is that white collar?
Yeah, it's white collar. Yeah.
A teacher? And what's above a teacher then? What if you're just sitting in an office doing nothing?
Oh, that's white collar too.
Still white collar?
Yeah.
Okay.
White collar is about as high as you can get. And a priest, well, he wears a white collar too, but he's not making as much money as a lawyer or something.
Yeah, that's funny, yeah. White collar, doing white a blue collar job.
That's an actual physical thing. I don't think I ever wear shirts that have a blue collar. Mostly black, yeah.
Unless it's a full blue shirt.
Yeah, it's a full blue shirt.
A blue collar.
Yeah, of course. A kid.
A persistent source of confusion surrounding the term middle class derives predominantly from there being no set criteria for such a definition. So they don't even really have a definition for it.
Yeah, it's...
So why do we even go by the Weberian?
Right. It's what's perceived as middle class. Somebody who's, they're not out on the street. They're not getting their food from a food bank. They have a steady job. That's another important factor, I think, in it. They have steady income coming in. They may be living paycheck to paycheck, but, you know, they have a steady job and they can pay the rent every month and they can put meals on the table every day. That's middle class. To this society right here, but like you say, in India, it could be someone who owns their own house. I'm not sure how many, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people live in houses in India. Like just the two of you live in this 5-room place.
Mm-hmm.
In India, this is where 4 families would live, you know? So, we've dissected the definition of middle class to the...
And the term middle class has a long history and has had several, sometimes contradictory meanings. And it was once defined by exception as an intermediate social class between the nobility and the peasantry of Europe. It's always an in-between thing, hey? With the middle class.
Right, because there were, for centuries, there was no middle class. It was the dudes who owned everything, and then everybody else. What they call the feudal system. So nobody owned their own land or owned anything. You just worked the land, and then when we come and buy your stuff from you, we'll let you keep some. Basically, that was it. It was like you're a slave. That was almost a direct slave thing. You're going to live in this house, and you're going to work this land, and we want a percentage of what you're doing.
Very good, then.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And this week's song brought to us by? No. is Bad Religion, 21st Century Digital Boy. Have Bad Religion, 21st Century Digital Boy.
Bad Religion, they were 80s? 90s?
No, they're still kicking.
They're still kicking?
Their new album is just totally awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. Kind of a, I don't know, man. I'm going to say like a 90s sort of punk band.
Punk, really?
Kind of call them punk. On Epitaph Records is what they were. I don't know if the new one's on Epitaph or not, but anyway.
Cool.
There you have that, and we move on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to talk about my new iPad, too.
Cool.
Is it ever awesome? I urge everybody to go get one.
And apparently everybody is going to get them the way Apple's making money over here.
That's the iPhone.
No, it's
not the iPhone.
The iPad 2 is blown away.
It is. It's amazing.
Their expectations. So what is it about your iPad that you're digging most? Portability?
You know what? It's something that's this is really something. It's I've always had a laptop. And since I've had my iPhone, I've found that, you know, with all the apps that are available for iPhone, I could do almost everything that I need to do on my phone even.
Right.
Except it's small.
Exactly.
And I think the iPad, you could sort of term it as a middle-class device.
Yeah.
No. But it's like in between, you know, the laptop and the phone, all those same great apps. But now I have a screen that's much easier to deal with. And I'm finding that it seems to sort of take the place of a laptop for me.
It has for me, too, in a lot of ways.
So whether I will actually get a new laptop, I don't really know. But there are some things I, you know, obviously I could never take advantage of on something like that device just because it can't run certain software. But, I mean, for the most part, for most everything that somebody needs to do, surfing the net, emailing, documents, pictures, movies, even editing movies, like you can do everything on there.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Like absolutely incredible. You could record your whole band on there.
Sure.
With the software.
It could also be a live rig for it if you wanted it to.
Or a live rig. Absolutely everything. There's not really, I mean, in one way or another, there's not anything I don't think that it can't do that a laptop does, really. You know what I mean? On whatever the scale is. You know what I mean? Like run the same types of stuff. I mean,
yeah.
If you want to edit a shoot something on there and edit it, you can. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be always, you know, the same programs, but yet it still can be. I mean, some of the same software that you use on your laptop is on there.
Yep. Do you find it more convenient to just pick up and go as opposed to, you know, whatever you got to do with your laptop to get it cooking? Or do you find the fact, oh, I'll just look at that on my iPad? You find yourself...
It is really, because, I mean, with an iPad, a laptop, you tend to, you know, put it in a sleeve and maybe drop it in a case, and you know it's a little bit heavier, and you might want to bring your adapter and all those things. With the iPad, I don't find myself doing that at all. I got a Jello skin on it, and just the Apple, what do they call their cover?
Smart cover.
And I just drop it in my backpack with my binder and go.
Sure,
it's pretty easy.
Well protected,
and I find that the batteries last quite a while.
It's amazing. Yeah. The battery just blows me away how long it lasts compared to my phone. I got to charge my phone every single day. And I spend way more time on my iPad than I do on my phone. Like actually doing stuff, you know, playing games or surfing the net or working in Pages or whatever. And the battery life is just amazing. It takes a lot longer to charge, I have to admit. But the battery's...
Yeah, see, the charging thing doesn't really matter to me as long as it lasts me through the day, because I'll put it on at night and it doesn't matter, right? So it's going to be charged in the morning anyway.
Absolutely.
Do you are you using it mainly at work?
Yes.
Instead of the laptop now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Watch all my video podcasts.
Do you bring them both though? Do you have both with you?
No.
Okay.
Just bring the iPad.
Wow. Very cool. iPad 2 from Apple. Got to check that out. The Jabber Quote this week brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of white picket fences. If you want to be in the middle class and get your own white picket fence, go see them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. And you can also get a black picket fence too if you're in the market for that. I know Big JD has a black picket fence.
Why?
Because you're into black. You don't want white.
Oh, I'm into black. This Ayn Rand. Have you ever heard of Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand.
Yeah.
The dude who wrote the book, the most famous book ever.
Russian.
No. That's. Go ahead. Give the quote. He's an author. She's an author. I'm sorry. It's a girl.
Yeah. A Russian-born American writer and novelist. Russian-born. 1905 to 1982.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I can't think of the name.
Upper classes, she says, are a nation's past. The middle class is its future.
Atlas Shrugged.
Upper class is a nation's, huh?
Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, okay.
You've heard of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Never read it.
No, it's a huge book. I was tempted to download it on Audible, but it's like, wow. It takes a long time, and it's supposedly it's deep. But anyway, give us the quote one more time.
The quote, upper classes are a nation's past. The middle class is its future.
Yeah. And so what does that tell you? As our middle class slowly fades away and it's a race to the bottom, we have no future, basically, is what, is what she's saying there.
That's not good. Why did she have to go and say that?
It's amazing the connections between Atlas Shrugged and the events that are happening now. It's like she was given the script for, or she wrote the script for what the people in charge want to do with the world.
We're done, and I'm thinking we may have another Jabbercast next week, but very soon, probably within the next couple few weeks, we're going to be switching to 99.1 FM out of Windsor in Detroit, which you'll be able to listen to the show in the morning as it's broadcast on FM radio and at cjam.ca while it airs. And then it'll be a podcast again still. And I'm thinking it's just going to be Big JD and Lipo in the morning. So I don't know what's going to happen with the Jabbercast. We'll figure it out.
The name is going to have to change, is what you're saying.
Well, I don't. Yeah, something's going to happen because we're not going to be doing a Jabbercast and a morning show. So there just may be no Jabbercast.
But it'll be the same show, basically.
Basically, yeah. And same show, same segments and everything, because I think it'll work good in the morning anyway.
In the morning.
We'll try to get some extra interviews for our topics, though. That's something that I want. You know, 5-minute things, few minute things, a couple few minute ones, a couple 2-minute ones, whatever. Like little things like that will be good, I think. People enjoy it.
Yeah, let's people keep people interested.
So there you have this week's Jabbercast.
Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Go ahead, you can start anytime. I think I'll be ready. I want no guarantees, though.